never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We welcome back a good friend. He is the returning champion. He is John Nichols from The Nation. John, welcome back, man. Well, let's bring John on the air here. John sure. Nichols, welcome back, my friend.
Yeah, I'm with you. How are you?
Good, man. Just getting used to the new digs. I feel like, you know, we're acclimating, yeah. But we'll get there soon.
I hear you.
John, you wrote a nice piece over at The Nation. You brought it to my attention. I've subsequently read the piece. I like the piece, John, because it sort of calls out our U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. And what is the Rojo-ism of the day? What did he do now?
Well, you know, it's hard to keep up because just in the news report, you had him saying that masks don't prevent the spread of the virus, so or among children. So, right, that's a whole other storyline. But the thing I was writing about, and again, as I say, it's hard to keep up with the guy's malapropisms, was his statement over the weekend that he would not fight to keep or to secure jobs in Oshkosh with Oshkosh Corp to build the next generation of postal service vehicles. And, I mean, this is a huge deal on a number of levels. First off, the jobs that Oshkosh is fighting for are really great jobs. They're UAW, high-pay, good benefit jobs. There's about 1,000 of them. They are in a sector that's going to boom in the future. So if those jobs did come to Oshkosh, it wouldn't just be, you know, one set of jobs in one period. It's very likely that it would usher in an era where Oshkosh would become, you know, one of the main producers of, you know, high-end electrical vehicles going into the 21st century. So it's really, you know, this is something that any town would want. Oshkosh Corp, the company that's got the contract, is talking about moving the jobs down to a non-union plant in South Carolina. And instead of saying, no, I'm going to fight every way I can to make sure those federal dollars go to Oshkosh, Wisconsin, his hometown, by the way.
Yeah, that's a great ad, John. I was going to say, isn't that exactly where, for those listening outside the state of Wisconsin, the man's from Osh Vegas.
Yeah, no, he's an Oshkosh resident. He's not a native. He's a Minnesotan, but he's lived in Oshkosh for a long time. And he is literally saying bluntly, directly, without a question, that he's not going to fight, doesn't want to fight to get those federal funds for the jobs to help to move them to Oshkosh. And I have to tell you, you know, you tell me, I've been around politics for a very long time. I don't think I've ever seen a United States senator say that he wasn't going to work to get high-end jobs and a whole new industry into his state.
Well, John, you point out in your piece, he had been very supportive of NAFTA and CAFTA prior, and hell, he even talked about, you know, the free market, and I quote your piece at The Nation, well, in a free market capitalist system, there's always winners and losers. It's creative destruction. That's just what happens. It's unfortunate. Let's face it. You know, if it weren't for that, we'd still have buggy whip companies. So, John, you know, these are buggy whip manufacturers in his estimation. Yeah. Creative destruction and all that, John.
Yeah, the absurdity of it is that when he said that, you know, that was in 2010. That was when he first ran for the Senate. And, you know, the people were complaining at that time about the loss or threatened loss of a Chrysler plant in Racine. I'm sorry, Kenosha, that was a state-of-the-art engine production plant for Jeeps, and then a GM plant that had been recently retrofitted in Janesville that was, a plant that people definitely wanted to keep. These weren't buggy whip plants. These were, you know, cutting-edge, modern plants that were being lost because of trade deals that people like Paul Ryan and Ron Johnson supported, which made it much easier for multinational corporations to move jobs out of towns like Kenosha and Janesville and shift them over to places in Mexico and even China.
John, do you think any of Rojo's, you know, pushback or his apathy towards the jobs in Oshkosh? Could it be that, you know, these are clean energy jobs? These are those damn green New Deal sort of jobs?
Well, it's possible. I mean, I think there's actually something else, though. I mean, let's never underestimate the fact that Ron Johnson is on the wrong side of saving the planet. And so, you know, that could be a factor in some of his thinking.
I always need that reminder every so often. Ron Johnson's against Mother Earth. But please continue, yeah, John.
You want to make a notation on that. But, no, I think it's because he's anti-union. I think he is a militant foe of labor unions. He long record of that. He was in manufacturing himself, not really as an entrepreneur, you know, somebody who took over part of a family company. But you know, he's around the thing. And there's no question that this is a guy who's never been a fan of unions, has never supported labor rights, has never, you know, been enthusiastic about, you know, workplace democracy. And, you know, so here you have a situation where Oshkosh Corp is unionized, and they have a lot of UAW members up in the Oshkosh area. And they're also have this other plant down in South Carolina, which is not unionized. And I actually think that one of the elements that's going into Johnson's thinking is he doesn't want to strengthen unions in Wisconsin.
John, we have a very low unemployment rate here, like 2.8%, historically low.
Yep.
And I know Ron Johnson's not going to give the current Democratic governor, Tony Evers, any credit. maybe, you know, Republican policies and Republican budgets, and, you know, Tony was smart enough to sign them. But ultimately, does he make any good points, at least in regards to, you know, if there are this many manufacturers in the state of Wisconsin that are seeking workers, you know, these workers will be absorbed readily into the economy. I think that's what Ron's saying. John, does he have any point he's making?
None. Zero. None at all. First and foremost, we're talking about top-end jobs here, right? We're talking about the jobs that you might leave another position to go to. 1,000 United Auto Workers jobs in a industry that they're in a production operation that's going to go on for a long time with great UAW pay and benefits. And, you know, so right off the bat, these are the kinds of jobs that people want. And sure, might it make it a little harder for some other sectors of, you know, the manufacturing economy? Perhaps, maybe people leave some jobs, go over to these jobs. But if you pay more, you'll be able to fill those jobs too. That's the bottom line. And then here's another factor, and this is where Johnson is really, really wrong, fundamentally. The jobs that they're talking about bringing to Oshkosh are part of a major initiative by the Postal Service, which is one of the biggest vehicle buyers in the world. They have one of the largest fleets of delivery vehicles in the world to, you know, develop their next generation of production as regards these vehicles. And those are electric vehicles. Now, not all the ones that would go to Oshkosh would be that, but over time, that's what they developed to. And so it would literally put Oshkosh, Wisconsin, on the cutting edge of electrical vehicle development in the commercial and delivery sectors. There's almost no place better you could be. And so, you know, to turn that away, to say, oh, no, I don't mind if that goes down to South Carolina, that's literally madness. It would be like in 1900, somebody saying to Henry Ford, you know, no, don't put your jobs here in Detroit. Why don't you take them down to Mississippi?
Well, John, and of course, we contrast that with their reaction to the back of the envelope opportunity with Foxconn, a foreign corporation. Scott Walker, the former governor of the state of Wisconsin, was willing to mortgage my future, my kids' future, hell, my grandkids' future, all for the benefit of bringing a foreign corporation here. And if I understand the statement accurately, at the groundbreaking, Ron Johnson said at that time, June 28th of 2018, today's groundbreaking is the start of an exciting chapter for southeastern Wisconsin. Not only will our state benefit from the jobs created directly, but also indirectly through the economy. I want to congratulate President Trump, Governor Walker, and Speaker Ryan for the commitment and vision to make this possible. Well, that statement didn't age well. Basically, after they broke ground, they built a warehouse and they haven't done much since. You know, except, you know, cost the taxpayers something approaching $1 billion, John. Ron was all down for Foxconn.
Well, you know, and he's a visionary, as you know, because Foxconn is now, you know, the site. They've apparently landed an office for a company that makes food dyes for dog food. You know, so that's something. But
that's transformational. It's going to turn Wisconsin to the 21st century, John. Food dye for dog foods.
They were just making a big deal last week, and I'm all for it. I think the food dye for dog food is fantastic, you know. But I'm glad, and they're going to bring, I think, something like 100 jobs there. And, you know, food dye for dog food and 100 jobs versus 13,000 jobs, supposedly the cutting edge of new technology. It's an interesting trade-off. But that's generally where you end up when you trust Ron Johnson to do economic development.
Folks, you are listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. We've got a fine guest. He is John Nichols from The Nation. He wrote a fine article. You can find it. We shared it at the Devils Advocates Facebook page or the original source, thenation.com. John, some of his opponents, wannabe opponents, because we got a big, fat, Dem primary. It's going to happen this August. But lots of Dems in the pool to want to oppose Ron Johnson. And what was some of their reaction to Ron's latest? You know, and remember, FCC regulated, John.
Yeah, well, let's say that they welcomed the senator's statement as a way to illustrate his lack of concern for workers in Wisconsin. So Tom Nelson, who's an Outagamie County executive, put up a billboard that just quoted Ron Johnson because it's so devastating. And I understand that you know, just putting up the billboard, he's already raised quite a bit of money from folks who want to help keep that billboard up and put more of them up. You know, Mandela Barnes, lieutenant governor, had a very, I thought, very thoughtful, very poignant statement about the fact that his dad was a UAW worker and his grandfather a manufacturing worker as well. And he said, look, I know Wisconsin workers, union workers can do this kind of work, that they're ready to do it. And I thought it was a very thoughtful statement. And then Sarah Godlewski, who is also running, she's the state treasurer, she was a slight bit blunter. And she said that Ron Johnson doesn't give a SH star.
We can spell the rest in our brains. Yeah.
Yeah. About Wisconsin workers. And I think that's quite an accurate statement. In fact, I thought it was such an accurate statement we made it the headline of the story.
Might have earned her the reputation as profane Sarah had Godlewski called us with that sort of input.
You know, if you know her, she's not. She's actually usually a pretty proper person. And so my sense is that she was expressing a genuine frustration with Ron Johnson.
Well, I think the entire state's reaction to Ron Johnson often is WTF, John. John, you got some more time for me, man. You going to stick around? Because I want to ask you about, you know, this big trucker anti-vaxxer thing going on in Ottawa, Canada. Uh-huh. I didn't know they did the big protest north of the border, John. Oh, but in our backyard, we've had some big protests. And right down the road from here, maybe three miles from where I'm sitting right now, John, the Wisconsin uprising happened, and you were front row. Hell, you wrote the book on it. John, I want to get your opinion. A, are the truckers coming to the United States next? And B, how big a pain in the ass would this sort of protest be if it came to our hometown?
Well, there you go. I'll be ready to talk about that.
More Devil's Advocates, John Nichols from The Nation. You on the phones as well, perhaps. The phone lines, they're open. 844-967-2789. We'll be back with John Nichols and the Devil's Advocates.
Catastrophic, gotta walk into the world of really bad.